The Recollections of N. Balarama Reddy. Introduction. Soon after Sri Ramana Maharishi's Mahasamadhi in 1950, a committee was formed to collect written reminiscences from the master's devotees. Committee members approached those devotees who were intimate with Bhagavan, had a first-hand experience of his ways and understood his teachings. Arthur Osborne and S.S. Cohen, who were members of the committee, met with N. Balarama Reddy and wasted no time in requesting him to write his reminiscences. Balarama Reddy declined. He told them he mostly sat silently meditating in Bhagavan's presence and never took notes of what he heard or saw. This does not mean that Balarama Reddy had nothing to relate. On the contrary, he had plenty to tell, and over the years, he did convey bits and pieces of it to devotees who sincerely questioned him. But because of his humble and reticent nature, he never agreed to put his stories down in writing to be published. And it must be added that during the last 45 years since Maharishi's passing, Balarama Reddy was often requested to do so. During a visit to Sri Ramanashram in 1993, my name was added to the list of devotees who entreated him to write. After all, he was then in his 85th year, and how much longer could he delay? I reasoned with him, explaining that where would be the Christ of the Christians if not for Matthew, Mark, Luke and John. I pleaded and said that it was only through his eyes that we, the second generation of devotees, can see and know about the personality that captivated his heart, the same personality that would undoubtedly captivate the hearts of countless future generations. After you go, this wealth within you will be lost. You must write now while you are still able, I beseeched him. Balarama Reddy is a kind man, intelligent and wise. If he did not exactly agree with my argument, he sympathized with my sincerity and in his goodness agreed not to write, but to relate to me whatever stories about his life and experience with the Maharishi he could remember. These stories went on to include meetings with Anandamayi Ma, Swami Ram Das, and other personalities. He fixed a time between 6:30 and 7:30 in the evening to meet with me. So I began meeting with him in his room every day for the purpose of hearing his reminiscences. After we met, I would put down a few brief notes on the topics of our conversations, and in the morning, following breakfast, I would sit at the small desk in my room and use these notes to recall all I heard the previous night. I found this daily exercise to be an exhilarating experience, as I would be so caught up in the flow of the incidents related to Bhagavan that I felt as if they were taking place before my own eyes. Balarama Reddy has the power to draw out from his memory, like a spider drawing out its web, the dynamic personality of the Maharishi's presence. He easily caught me in his web, and I sincerely hope these recorded recollections catch many others. I bow to Balarama Reddy and thank him a million times for kindly dipping into his storehouse of memories and scooping out glassful after glassful of this nectar for me and all to drink. Dennis J. Hattel, 1st September 1994, Nova Scotia, Canada.